This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
So I am recording. I'm at 3 minutes. Okay, cool. All right, we're ready.
All right, I'm at 6 minutes, just so you know.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 244 for Monday, March 18th, 2024.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about where the fuck we've been, more or less. We're also going to talk about the beer / bourbon we're drinking.
And not in that order. Yeah. Crazy news, we're going to talk
out of
about.
Which, and out of which vessel? This just as important as what are we drinking
right.
it out of.
That's like half the episode right there. The crazy news, we're going to talk about some Vegas bed bugs. These nuts, a real life Prince Charming. Gallbladder surgery gone wrong, and text from my wife.
Yeah, that's a good episode. We should start charging for people to listen. They're so good. Because, see, the last episode was 243, so this is 244.
I hope so. I almost said 235, but that would have been way off.
Yeah, we would have had to have recorded it months ago.
That's all right. So how have you been? You took a week off because you had something else to do. It wasn't related to the other stuff. So it feels like we haven't caught up in a little while.
Yeah, I was at a conference. There's an organization, a business student organization that was a part of like years ago, and I was a state officer 20-something years ago. And so, you know, and then I took a bit of a hiatus, but decided to get back involved. It's a great organization, and it's a Business Professionals of America.
Good.
So, you know, me and other volunteers and thousands of high school kids, some very bright, others not so much, gathered in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know I had texted you and Super Listener Dave, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be in Grand Rapids. Like a half a mile away, less than a mile away from Founders. it was very exciting because they, you know, as you may know, they closed the Eastern Michigan tap room that we had once visited and in Detroit. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to get some beers that aren't available over on this side of Michigan. And I get over there and I'm about to take an Uber because I just didn't feel like like walking because it was already a long day and I was already on day four of the conference.
Oh yeah.
No, I was on day three of the conference at that point and it said temporarily closed Googled. And then I'm like, wait, that's weird. So I called that and I'm like, well, maybe that's gotta be a mistake. So I went to the website. Website doesn't say anything. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So then I'm like, I'll call. So I called the tap room and they said they're closed until March 31st for renovations and everything's closed. I'm like, damn,
that sucks.
Yeah, so I didn't get to Founders, but I did you know, get to other places, and that's what matters. There was a speakeasy. I know I was texting you pictures of that that was located in my hotel, so that was kind of cool.
Well, had you been there before? And I'm sure, you know, it's in your state. You probably had been there. I'm just wondering if you got a chance to see anything new or maybe even see something you hadn't seen in a long time.
So the last time I was in Grand Rapids was probably 20-something years ago. It's been a really long time since I've been in Grand Rapids. And you know what, though? When I got there and just looking around and hanging out, and I went to this really cool, like pizza and bar. Restaurant and bar that had pizza, I should say. And that was really good. I'm walking around. I'm like, man, this is like it's actually a really cool city. That downtown area that they have at Grand Rapids is a really cool area. And so I enjoyed it. I was super busy while I was at the conference, so I didn't get a whole lot of time to, other than going to Z's, the restaurant I went to, and running across the street for sushi once, I didn't leave the building. I was inside the building the whole time, very busy. Doing things and making myself useful in any way that I could. And so I didn't get a whole lot of opportunity, but, you know, that's all right. But I would definitely like to go back to Grand Rapids sometime, less than 20 something years from now though. And maybe enjoy the city a little bit more. Maybe I'll bring my wife, you know?
Maybe Founders will be open by then.
God, I hope so. By the next time I go, they'll probably be renovating again.
<That's right. laughs> Was, renovation.
Yeah, too take, funny. Take the founders incident out of the equation, and I had a good time. So
yeah.
But anyways, what have you guys been up to?
We haven't been doing anything. It's just, you know, it's just been busy. Madeline was home for a weekend, so we hung out with her, and that was fun. And that's kind of it. You know, we got stuff coming up with Easter and spring break and things like that. So we're going to try to do some fun things here and there, either around here or go somewhere else. All really weather dependent. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Melissa likes to plan it ahead. I'm like, I don't really want to plan to go somewhere if you're going to look like it's going to pour the whole time. Like,
sure.
That'd be miserable. I'd rather stay home and be dry and warm, or do a couple things around the area than.
Yeah. You don't want to be too, you don't want to be all moist.
Yeah. No, too much moisture. It's going to mess up my hair.
I would hate that for you.
But now I'm looking forward to that. Take a couple days off. I got a, my birthday coming up, and we're going to someplace that's got, it's like a whiskey bar, I guess it is. So I'm going to go hit that up. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, and you and Dave were giving me a hard time because I ordered this, one of these, off of TikTok. TikTok finally got me, and I ordered one of these whiskey grail, whiskey, you know, it's like it's a mug. Whiskey glass. You can't call it glass. It's made out of wood. It's
wood,
but it's made out of oak wood from like that they use for whiskey barrels.
Yeah,
they charred the inside of it. So they charred it, and I don't know.
Did you get it?
Normally, it's like $30. I'm like, I'm not paying $30 for a wooden glass. It's not gonna happen. But then TikTok shop, like.
Oh.
Somehow they're able to put things on TikTok shop at like a small fraction of the price it normally is. So like even with tax like and delivery, it was like $12. I'm like, all right, well, $12, I'll pay $12 just so I can say that I have. So I do have this, and I do, by the way, I do have some whiskey. Well, so I have some bourbon. No, I should say it's a wheat. No. No, it is. I don't know what the fuck.
It's not.
No, you know what? It's that, stuff. Super Listener Dave got me. What is it? 1792.
Yeah, no, that's
sweet,
good.
The sweet wheat, and so I have that in here, and I'm gonna try it before we get to the beers.
You're gonna try the 1792. You're gonna try the burnt mug.
It what?
Have you? You said I'm gonna try it, and maybe I interrupted you. Are you gonna try the 1792, or are you gonna try the burnt mug for the first
time? The 1792 is in the burnt mug,
right? But what is? What is it you're going to try? Have you not had
1792?
Okay, but you've used the burnt mug before. That's what I'm trying.
No, I have not.
So you're trying them both.
All right, Robert. This is what happened.
They're both brand new.
I opened the mug the other day.
Yeah.
I washed it.
Oh, no, you can't.
Let it dry. Today, I poured a few ounces of 1792 sweet wheat into the mug, and now I'm going to drink the 1792. Out of the mug that I have not previously used.
Okay. Have you had the 1792 before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. A second ago, you said you didn't, so I'm confused. I have to ask you these questions. I got to ask you all over again.
I might be the confused one. I don't know.
I have to restart. I got to go back to the beginning. So tell me, where did you get this mug?
Yes, I've had the bourbon before. No, I have not.
Did you get it on TikTok?
I didn't get the bourbon on TikTok. Let me
was it
I'm
on
gonna,
sale?
I'm gonna yeah so
hold are you on, gonna I'm mute sorry. Me in
that's not a terrible idea. All right, so 1792 sweet wheat out of the whiskey grail. Yeah. Shut it. I'm hoping maybe I'll get some oakiness and a little bit of like smokiness from the I think it'll add some oakiness to it, simply because like my mouth is going to be on oak, right? So it tastes like wood, right? So here we go.
Yeah. Crafted with sweet and delicate wheat instead of the more traditional rye, this bourbon is quite distinctive from roast. Soft wheat delivers a subtle and smooth taste with gentle layers of flavor. Each sip expresses a harmony of sweetness and dryness. A well-balanced bourbon with delicate body, notes of vanilla and caramel are complemented by a touch of white oak tannins. This is further mingled with dried fruit to deliver a richly smooth flavor. Preferably drink out of a burnt mug.
What I should have done is I should have had a regular glass. and put some in that, and then so I could maybe taste the difference. I do get a little bit of the oakiness, but and a little bit of the a little smokiness that you would expect from drinking out of a burnt mug. So yeah, thank you for reading that. My assessment of the whiskey growl is it tastes like wood, which kind of complements the bourbon a little bit. I'm still mostly just tasting the bourbon, maybe a little bit smokier than I would have it would have been normally. A little bit oakiness, but I think it's because like your mouth is literally on oak wood, so like if you're gonna taste that a little bit, it's gonna infuse into the taste of the bourbon a little bit. But it's good. Like, is it a night and day thing from drinking it from just a regular, you know, like my Glencairn glass or something like that? No, it's a gimmick. The only reason I'm drinking out of this today on the show is because you and Dave were giving me shit about buying it the other day. So I'm like, I'm going to drink it on the show. You know, if you like cool drink vessels, it is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like it's cool. You know, is it going to change your life though? If make the whiskey taste, you know, 10 times better than it is. No, you're still like, it still tastes like 1792 Sweet Wheat. It's already a really good bourbon.
Yeah.
And so anyway, here I am with that. And that's all I got. Anything else? Or you just want to get to the beer? anything you'd like to add to the conversation, Robert?
No, I'm good. I think you answered all of my questions.
Okay. If you think of any, you just let me know.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do.
Now we gotta read that
again. I fully embrace. We drank beer, my friends and I, boys and girls. I liked beer. Still like beer.
I was surprised at
this
how
week,
vocally was about
one of our friends over to Outside. We've had Outside lots of times on the show. This is one of the ones that I got last time I went to Zatuna. And got a bunch of them, and a bunch of them were Oddside. I think this is the last one that I haven't had on the show yet. And it's the Oddside Cap de Night, which is Spanish for nightcap. I'm assuming that's what it is. But anyway, it's an Imperial Stout, aged in bourbon barrels with chocolate, cinnamon, and vanilla. I like all those things. And hoping that it really comes through in the beer. I mean, that's all I got for you. Like, there's nothing on Untappd that says, like, there's no clever anecdotes or anything. Oh, wait, well, here's one that has more words. This Imperial Stout was brewed with chocolate, cinnamon, and vanilla, and then aged in bourbon barrels. Chocolatey and cinnamon aromas give way to a smooth, sweet, decadent, full-bodied beer. This is the perfect way to end any evening. 12% alcohol by volume, 90 IBUs. Dark as night, nice and thick, and here I go. And it'll probably just taste like 1792 Sweet Wheat. I should have put this in the whiskey growl. I wonder if it tastes different out of wood. I don't know. Here it is, though. Anyways, on the nose,
or two,
chocolate and boost. That's the riddle. Maybe a hint of cinnamon on the nose. Not really getting the vanilla, but definitely chocolate. It smells like an Imperial. An Imperial has that kind of boozy smell to it, like the aroma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Even if you don't, disagree. That's what I'm getting. So we'll see what it tastes like.
Did you buy that on TikTok?
No, I didn't buy it on TikTok. They don't sell booze. If they did, though, that you'd probably get some $12 good deals. Get some Blattens for $12.99.
Can they get Buffalo Trace for less than $100 a bottle?
I can do that anyway. You know, that'd be a real treat for you, though. Anyway, here we go.
Still makes me mad.
Well, that's ridiculous. Okay. As advertised, chocolate, cinnamon. I'm getting more vanilla on the tongue than I was on the nose. It's thick. Little bit of booziness, which, again, we would hope so from an Imperial Stout at 12%. Nice and smooth, though. They balance it out really well. This is probably, like, all the odd sides that I got at my last trip to Zatuna, this might be the best one, actually. I might have saved the best for last here. You know, you kind of get, again, you get the bourbon, you get the chocolate, the cinnamon, the vanilla, just like they say you're supposed to get in the description here. So, you know, I don't know if it's a 5. I don't think it's going to get all the way to a 5. I'm going to dial this one in at, I'm going to dial it in at 4.5, though. It's a good beer. Mm-hmm. It is a really good beer. It doesn't blow my mind, but nice, smooth, sweet, tasty. Again, for 12%, doesn't take like 12%. Get a little bit, it tastes like an Imperial, which it should, but I don't feel like it's too boozy or anything like that. So anyway, again, Oddside Cap de Night from Oddside Ales. And I've had it a bunch of times on the show. The last time I read all the Oddside stuff, I realized that I shouldn't be doing that anymore because we've had it we've had it too many times. But go if you come across it, it's a good beer.
Huh. Recommended. Well, I would like to try some at some point, but I'm gonna go and I
if it's a tunas.
I was gonna say the two Bobs. What? I don't think I've never had this on the show. And I know I hadn't had this particular beer, but I wasn't sure if I had had any of this brewery before. And it is the Equilibrium Brewery, and it says in collaboration with Magnify Brewery. And I think I had Magnify. I just closed the tab. I think I had Magnify before. I did.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar. It's an interesting.
Fish Bandit. I had the Fudgment Day Temple of Hazelnut.
Well, this is Equilibrium Brewery.
Right, it's Equilibrium, but this is collaboration with.
Oh, collab with. Gotcha. Yeah, collab. Never mind. I missed that. That one. Golly, it was distracting me.
It was the collab. But it's Emperor's Marsh Melatonin, and it is a double pastry imperial stout, and it comes in at a 11%, so it's a double pastry imperial like yours. Like I told you before, as I poured it, you can see it's super dark. Yeah. It's
sticking
it's
to the side of the glass.
Thick. Sticking to the glass. There's very little head on it when I poured it, and I lost it there. But see, it's like this nice light brown there on the side. So,
yeah.
11%, wow. If I didn't say that already. So not quite the 12 of yours, but I'm excited because I like the Imperial stouts, and I like the pastry stouts. I like something that's got a little bit of sweetness to it. And just hopefully, based off of what I'm reading here, hopefully it's not too sweet. But let's see. Untappd tells us that after boiling up a massive stout, we use 50-50 blend of toasted and raw biodynamic coconut. And that would be TTB 244 biodynamic coconut, but I don't know what that means. Before a big dose of marshmallows, Emperor's Marshmallotonin pours a viscous jet black with a creamy head, which I did see. Balanced aromas and flavors. They put aroma *s and flavors of Hershey syrup, coconut macaroons, and vanilla frosting homogeneously lead into a decadent chocolate finish laced with coconut sticks. So that tells me it's going to be very sweet because everything that they just said there is sweet. And I don't see anything like bourbon barrels or whiskey barrels or even something that I had not to. It was the Angel's Envy says it's done in red wine barrels, I think it said.
But,
So smelling it, I do smell sweet. Doesn't quite smell like a jar of frosting, and it mentioned vanilla frosting, but I do actually smell some of the booze in there too, and hopefully with it being an imperial, I'm going to taste it. Well, at first I was going to say I don't get the imperial part, but it's there on the finish. It's not disappointing if you like a sweet beer, and it definitely is to me a little bit too much. I like it, but it ends up being more of a dessert beer, which I guess I should have expected with coconut and marshmallows. But it's definitely heavy on the marshmallow. You get that vanilla in there, you get the coconut, you get a bit of that nuttiness in there as well. Some vanilla. Again, from the marshmallows. It's a tough one because I do really like it.
But does it taste like melatonin?
Well, if I fall asleep before the end of the episode, you'll know. I think
they put roofies in it. They don't tell you that.
Because it's so sweet, I can't I would drink it again, and I will enjoy this, and I'll finish it. But I'm not gonna run out and grab another one. So
no, we shouldn't stop recording so you can go get more.
No, I would I would pick it up again.
Okay,
but it's a giant bottle, so it's in essence got two glasses out of it, and that'd be pretty much it. I'm gonna put it in at 4 because I do like it. I would buy it again. Would I run out and get it? Probably not. If I saw a bottle on there, I would put it in my basket. So I'll go ahead and lock it in at the 4 and continue enjoying this one. And I'm glad I got it.
Nice.
Yep. Good if you like a nice dessert beer. Definitely. Yeah. And then, yeah, the badge that I got, Dessert Time from Untappd. So
it's kind of funny where we are, though. We rate a 4 and we're like, yeah, it's all right. I'll give it a 4. Like, I feel like when we first started doing this, like, if we had a 4, we were super excited about it. Like, 3.5, it's like,
now you're bummed.
We're going to drink this all the time. It's a 3.5. Now we're like, yeah, it's only a 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but,
perspective changes. Well. The better stuff you've had, then.
There's just so many good beers. They've really, these breweries have really figured out how to make some good fucking beer. And that's the problem. It's there's so many good ones now.
Yeah.
To where even a 4 is all right.
Yeah. You ready for some crazy news?
I am ready for crazy news.
So do you like the sweet wheat better than you like your beer, or do you like them both? Did you finish the sweet wheat in your burnt mug?
Well, I mean, it's like it's comparing apples and oranges in a way, right? Because I mean, it's bourbon and beer, and you can't say like, do you like this bourbon better or do you like this beer better? There, it's a really good beer. It's a good beer. It's a really good bourbon, though. If I had to kick one out of bed, I guess it'd be the beer. But like, they're both good in their own way, though. And so that's a tough comparison. I refuse to do it.
Well, sometimes you're in the mood for one versus the other. Like the other night, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make an old fashioned. So I got my Russell's Reserve that I like, and I made one with that. I was like, oh, this is really good. Hit the spot.
That's only $90 down there, I heard.
No, I'm gonna continue to favor the ones that I can actually get, because.
Fair.
No sense in ruining my life just because I can't get a particular one when I got other really good ones to grab. So that was nice.
Yeah. Well, next time you guys are up in Michigan, bring an extra suitcase.
Yeah.
And a lot of bubble wrap. But anyway, here we are. And am I going?
Yeah, you take the first one, I guess.
We're going to Las Vegas. And
uh-oh.
And what's funny is I actually saw this story.
I actually had this happen to me.
It didn't. What'd you say?
I was going to say, and I actually had this happen to me.
Oh, well, we're going to have to hear about that. But anyway,
that's what you were going to say.
It's taken us to the Venetian in Vegas. And I am not particularly happy about this story because I have stayed at the Venetian in Vegas. And apparently this is a thing that just happens sometimes because scorpions, like, they're arachnids, right? They're like, they're no different at the end of the day than, like, we have spiders here, right? Like, I saw there was a spider in my office today. Harrison took a picture of a spider the other day that was in our house while I was out of town. But I don't know. Scorpions are just, they're terrifying to me because it's like they took a bug and they're like, all right, what are we going to do with this bug? We're going to give it claws. We're going to give it claws.
Yeah.
Like a lobster. Let's give it lobster claws. We're going to give it fangs that can bite. And then you know what we should do? We should put a tail on it comes along. It has a freaking venomous spear at the end of it.
A barb.
That's what a scorpion is, and they terrify me. But anyway, going to Vegas. Scorpion stung man in his testicles. While he slept at a Las Vegas hotel, Victor claims he woke up feeling sharp pain in my private area. I can imagine so.
Yeah.
A California man is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas after claiming the scorpion stung his testicles while asleep at the hotel. Michael Farchi told Las Vegas news station KLAS on Monday that he found a scorpion hanging on his underwear after waking up to a lot of pain during his stay at the Venetian late last year. Barshi said he was sleeping when it suddenly felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I can't even read this. While he was in bed at the hotel on December 26th, he spent
Christmas. I should have let you read this.
There, apparently. He said he didn't even ask the hotel how the arachnid got into his room, adding it was just under my cover. This is there. Marshy elaborated on the scorpion sting and said he was stung at least three or four times in a separate interview by the Los Angeles news station KABC. On Monday, I woke with a sharp pain in my private area, he said. I didn't know what it was. I reached my hand to see what was happening under the covers and got another sharp pain. The things you'll do for extra pudding. I mean, there's not enough pudding in the world to put me through this. Farshi and his family checked out of the Venetian the next day, and the hotel paid for his room, KLAS reported. Las Vegas news station also said that Farshi filed a medical incident report with the hotel, noting he was diagnosed with a scorpion sting at a local hospital after being bitten by a scorpion on a groin / testicles. Venetian didn't immediately respond to HuffPost's request for comment. Officials at the hotel told KLAS the resort has protocols for all incidents, and we can confirm they were followed in this incident. Scorpions typically hide during the day and are active at night, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, though less than 10% of scorpion stings cause systematic symptoms such as fever, body aches, or fatigue. Those that do can be life-threatening, according to the National Library of Medicine. And this is just absolutely terrifying. This is one of those stories that I hope Kelly never hears, because she'll never want to go back to Vegas. I'm retiring as a sperm donor after 65 kids so I can find true love. That's something that's interesting, is if you get stung by a scorpion in the testicles,
right.
Is that... Do you have to retire as a sperm donor then?
I can no longer donate.
So you have had a run in with a scorpion.
No, when you started the story, I thought you were going to say that, because you started to say, "Oh, well, I have," and I said, "Oh, you've had this happen." I thought that's what you were going to say.
I thought you were saying you've had this happen. No, I have never been stung by a scorpion. No. I've never even seen a scorpion outside of like. In an enclosure, because you know, like you get like certain pets, or like people will buy them as pets for some reason.
Yeah,
so you'll see them there. I've seen videos of them. I've never seen a scorpion out in the wild, and I would really be okay if I never did.
Yeah, no, they are like you said, they're terrifying, and they're not at least the ones that I've seen, because they have them at the DC Zoo. They have a separate section of bugs and things like that, and they have them in there, and they're not that big. Like, I thought that they would be, like, the size of my hand, but they're more like the size of your palm. They're small, at least the ones that they had there. So I remember being pretty surprised at that.
Are there scorpions in Virginia?
No. Not that I've ever seen.
EL's calling me. Uh-oh. By the way, I just Googled. Virginia is just one scorpion species. The southern devil scorpion. Fortunately, the scorpion species is typically skittish and would rather flee than attack if it has the chance. Even better, they aren't considered dangerous scorpions compared to other potentially fatal species.
They do have some.
Yeah.
Southwestern Virginia.
Let's see.
That's where the hillbillies are, so that's probably...
Scorpions, fun. Michigan.
Oh, on Reddit, are there really scorpions here? They're definitely out here. Northern and Southern... No way.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, Southern Virginia. Okay. No, if they are, they ain't. Yeah. Yeah, they're not in Hampton Roads. Nobody's there. Too funny. Yeah, well, I never thought so. I figured they'd be more towards the like warmer climates and, you know, desert and stuff, but I guess they're fine.
I just Googled scorpions, Michigan. Let's see. Found a scorpion in Michigan. Can anyone identify? Oh, there. That is definitely a scorpion. Scorpion might be an inch long, if not smaller. We think it hitched a ride in a truck from out west. Striped bark scorpion. Definitely looks like a striped bark scorpion. They live in the south U.S. and Mexico, so probably got to Michigan as a stowaway and some sort of shipment. Be careful with it. It's one of the few U.S. scorpions with a potentially dangerous slash deadly sting. Fuck me.
Yeah, the one we have here is called the Southern Devil Scorpion.
Ew. Well, the most common scorpions found in Michigan are the striped bark scorpion. Oh, yeah, the Arizona bark scorpion. Like, what? There are dozens of individual pseudo scorpion species in Michigan. They are all unique and hunt their different. All right, well, if I ever see one, it's dying. I don't know.
Okay. I step on it.
Harrison, being in Science Olympiad and being in the arthropods,
that's a scorpion thing. Isn't
like
it?
I will say this, I've gained a new, just because I'm the coach, it is from class Arachnida.
And
thank you for making that your background. So I've gained a lot of knowledge from, you know, via osmosis for being the judge for this event, or the coach for Harrison's team and the arthropods thing.
Why can't you look over here?
So anyway, because there's a scorpion behind your head. Although I will say this, the other day when I got home from the conference, Harrison pulls out his iPad. He goes, "Look what I did." He took a picture of a spider that was in the house, and he actually took a picture. I said I was really proud that his first reaction wasn't to kill the spider, but to take a picture of it
and then kill it.
And he let it outside.
Oh, okay.
He took it outside, and I was proud of him. And today I was at work, and there was a spider crawling around on my wall, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna let it do its thing.
Yep.
I have learned that many arthropods are just vital parts of our ecosystem. Basically, if there weren't bees, we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, I'll let it go. It's gonna kill other bugs,
right?
And that's what it's all about. But anyway,
yeah, I don't kill those. Unless it's actually the really big ones, I run away from screaming. The only things I don't like are the ones that are like the size of your finger and they've got 100 legs on each side. I don't like those.
Oh, they're centipedes and millipedes. Centipedes
got the long antlers on it and stuff.
Yeah, so that would be a centipede, which has one set of legs per body segment. There's also millipedes, which have two legs. They're from class Diplopoda, and they have two.
That's what I was thinking.
They have two sets of legs per body segment. You can fact check me on that too, by the way. Those are millipedes, but they are both harmless and also beneficial because they do, you know, eat other pest insects and things like that. Nobody listens to this podcast to learn about arthropods, but here we are.
Well, you know what they do listen to. So the last guy got stung in his testicles because of the scorpion. Well, this guy's name actually pays homage to him. And take us to our friends at the HuffPost, where it tells us that a Wisconsin man legally named D's Nuts is arrested in a domestic altercation.
Nice.
A Green Bay, Wisconsin man accused of using a deadly weapon along with a misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct has a very arresting name. That's because 42-year-old suspect's name is D's Nuts Lee Kroll. The defendant with the nutty name was arrested on March 5th after an incident involving a handgun. Police said two others who were into the squad car before Kroll's arrest were identified as his daughter and her boyfriend. Police then took a shirtless Kroll into custody. Probably had flip-flops. Arrested, I wouldn't say he was drinking Pepsi, but you know he was. According to a criminal complaint obtained from the smoking gun, which noted that the elder Kroll appeared to be highly intoxicated, which he would be because his name was D's Nuts. The daughter and her boyfriend told officers they had argued with Kroll on the phone earlier in the evening over household chores and caring for the family's puppies. Couple also said the residents said they found the residence locked when they showed up 2 hours later. The couple told police they repeatedly knocked on the door, and at one point, Kroll opened the door and punched his daughter in the shoulder. Oh. Reportedly later threatened his daughter and a boyfriend with a BB gun. They said it looked like a pistol. Authorities say when they interviewed Kroll, he kept talking in circles, kind of like I'm doing right now.
Well, you're just reading the story. It's poorly written.
It just feels that way. Kroll was charged with misdemeanor battery and misdemeanor disorderly conduct and use of a dangerous weapon, which, if convicted, I feel like this is written by ChatGPT, could net him a year in jail. He was released on, I bet you it is, released on $1,000 bond and is due in court on April 24th.
It's coming up.
We don't have an episode that day. Smoking Gun reports that Kroll legally changed his name from Derek to D's Nuts in 2011. Oh, he changed it to Des Nuts and then added another E about 6 years later. So he misspelled D's Nuts by doing Des Nuts by accident.
Whoops.
Dictionary.com notes that D's Nuts is an expression used to deliberately interrupt or divert a conversation. The website says it's not a literal reference to testicles, but a way to disrupt and show disrespect to whatever discussion is currently occurring. Although this is really taking a long time. Although the term was first used on Dr. Dre's 1992 album, The Chronic, and I just watched, what's that show? Straight Outta Compton the other day, so I know all about that.
Oh,
really,
very nice.
It really took hold in pop culture in 2005 when Brady Olson, a 15-year-old Iowa native, ran for president under the name and ended up scoring surprisingly well in early polls compared with Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump. So he's probably single-handedly responsible for the mess that we're in because he's D's Nuts.
Probably. Have you heard of Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Okay. So Harrison, if you go to his Cook with Harrison channel, he has a review of one of Mr. Beast's chocolate bars that he's recently released. They have them at Kroger. He has one of them. It's called Mr. Beast Feastables. But he also, Mr. Beast did have one called D's Nuts.
Uh-oh.
And you could buy it at Kroger called D's Nuts, spelled correctly. However, I just sent Kelly an article because while you were talking, I Googled real quick. It says Mr. Beast has ordered to stop using the phrase D's Nuts on his candy bars because it's too similar to D's Nuts. D-E-E apostrophe S, Nuts. Yep. And so he can no longer use it. And so I texted the article, the link to the article to Kelly, and just with the caption, sad day. And anyway, speaking of nuts, horses have learned... worst segue ever. So our next story is taking us to Russia.
The Daily Beast.
A Daily Beast in Russia.
These nuts.
Where a man drunkenly rides a horse up to a fifth floor apartment to make up with his wife after his arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol level. And there's a video on the story of this guy stumbling up the stairs
with a
holding
horse.
Like this guy's serious. There's a picture of the horse like in the middle of the of a downtrodden apartment of some sort.
I'm sure there's nothing but the best over there. It's Russian Instagram. I don't know what it is. It's got like likes on it. I don't want to click it though. T.me.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking at in the article. See how it says 112, 112? It's like almost like it has likes.
Oh, it's Telegram. It's a Telegram. That's all it is. Relax.
That's weird.
You can click on it. Putin's not going to show up at your door with scorpions that he found down in front in the landscaping in front of your house. Look at this guy. He's just like, he's trying to, he shows him, he's in the hallway. And he's trying to like mount the horse. There's no saddle though, and there's nothing that shows that
he's
he
not
actually,
mounting it that way though.
He was ever actually able to do it. The horse was mounting him. Who's mounting who? That's what they said. Police in Russia.
This smells like my vagina.
Police in Russia's Kemerovo region are questioning a man who drunkenly rode a horse into an apartment building at 3 a.m. presented it to his wife to make amends after a fight. Where did he get the horse, though? Footage of the bizarre scene shows both the large pile of feces the animal left in the building's entranceway, which neighbors are reportedly not happy about. There's shit on the floor, and the man's many failed attempts to climb on the horse. At one point, the man apparently thought better of trying to fit the horse into the elevator to get to his fifth floor apartment and rode it up instead. Local media identifies the man as 33-year-old Sergei Antipov and reports he took the horse from
local
the farm
smart guy
where he used to work, hoping to show up as a Prince Charming and make up with his wife. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that when they're drunk? She subsequently recorded the confused-looking horse, which she equipped was a gift for International Women's Day on March 8th, inside their tiny apartment. There's a horse standing in my house. There's a horse standing in my house, she said. Thankfully, the horse is now said to be back at its farm, where it belongs, instead of in their fifth-story apartment. So that's good. Let's see here. Oh, whoa. It's scrolling. The scrolling is not scrolling.
I think that's pretty much it.
Jake Lloyd played Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, 25 years ago when he was just 8 years old.
It's a different story.
He then left the spotlight.
There.
His life since his big screen debut has remained somewhat of a mystery. Lloyd's mother, Lisa Lloyd, opened up Scripps News this week, revealed details about Jake's struggle with mental illness.
No, that's a different
story. Poor little
story.
Anakin Skywalker is nuts.
It's not the doesn't He's have anything nuts. To do with the horse guy there.
Yeah, well, he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, though.
Yeah, he's afraid of scorpions and horses.
He doesn't like scorpions. He
tried to mount the scorpion, and it didn't work.
What happened was his wife was mad at him, so he decided he was going to ride a giant scorpion into their fifth floor apartment in Russia's Kemerovo region. It didn't work his plan, though. The scorpion stung him several times in his testicles.
Yeah.
And now he is officially retired as a sperm donor.
After 65 kids.
How I like to take as many past stories as possible and
make a whole new one
and mesh them into one story.
Oh, I just thinking, I wonder if he knows this guy.
Shekdev. You might know Ash Bishekashekshekdev. RFK Jr. is eyeing Rogers Ventura as top 2024 running mate contenders. Oh, boy.
Pretty good, huh? Oh, what a mess. Next one's going to take us to our friends at OddityCentral.com.
Do you really want Aaron Rodgers to be in politics? Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
He's crazy.
He's a little bit crazy. OddityCentral.com.
Oh, yeah.
It tells us that a man goes to a hospital for gallbladder surgery and walks out with an accidental vasectomy.
Whoops. Better than being stung in the testicles by a scorpion, though.
Is it?
So, anyway, what's our next story?
You said the vasectomy.
Yeah, no, you read the headline already.
Yeah, I didn't tell you the rest because I want to know whether he still had the gallbladder surgery or whether they just did the vasectomy instead. Or they figured, hey,
ordered extra cheese.
It's like getting your water pump done when you have your timing belt changed. While we're in here, we're gonna go ahead.
Ordered double cheese on his fish fillet. Yep.
We're gonna give you a vasectomy while we're in here doing your gallbladder. An Argentinian man got the shock of his life after undergoing what he thought was surgery on his gallbladder, only to learn that the doctors had performed a vasectomy instead.
Whoops.
So that was my question. I've already answered it. Earlier this week, 41-year-old Jorge Baceto went to the Florencio Diaz Provincial Hospital in Cordoba, Argentina, for a gallbladder surgery. it's outpatient. You just walk in. You don't need an appointment. The operation was scheduled for Tuesday, February 28th, but due to circumstances outside of his control, Jorge's procedure was postponed to Wednesday, the 29th. That's what messed it up, because they didn't have 29th in their calendars, I bet.
It was all fucked up. They didn't know it was a leap year.
Yeah, it's hard to plan for that. It's apparently the small detail that caused the viral malpractice scandal that has engulfed the whole country. The whole country got vasectomies instead of gallbladder surgery.
The whole country. It's a very sterile country. There's just nobody's procreating anywhere.
No, because of a leap year.
Yeah, because
on the day of the surgery, hospital staff came into the patient's room, laid him on a stretcher, and without asking him a single thing or even checking his chart, they took him to the operating room.
Guess what he was there for?
Like, now, they have a big wheel. They spin it.
This guy looks like he doesn't want to have any more babies.
Yeah. No, they spin. They spin it in the back. They decide. That's wild. The doctors didn't even bother checking his chart either.
Chart.
So they just performed the type of surgery they had scheduled for the day.
I'm drinking
everybody,
out of water right now.
Everybody that comes in and gets a vasectomy today. It's leap year.
It's like Oprah on giveaway day. Right. You get a vasectomy. Yep. You get a vasectomy. Everyone gets a vasectomy. Yep.
Yeah, well, it's like a free day. So everybody's coming in for the same thing.
Yeah, stay away from provincial hospital if you plan on having more kids.
Mm-hmm. If you ever go to Argentina, when Jorge woke up from his surgery, he had no idea what had happened. He felt like his nuts had just been bitten by a scorpion. But the doctor came in to check, and after looking at his chart, he gave him the shocking news.
That's wild. He got
a vasectomy instead.
Whoops.
His gallbladder was still in pain. The Argentinian man was speechless.
why does my gallbladder and my testicles hurt now?
Are they connected?
Oh, that's wild.
He was speechless for a few moments. Then he began to panic. He said he didn't have time for that. As he was soon scheduled surgery he was supposed to get in the first place.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
After his second surgery, Jorge Baceto wanted to know how the error occurred and what could be done to reverse it. The doctors kept blaming each other for the blunder, and they kept telling him not to be overly dramatic about the situation.
Yeah, it's relax. You don't look like somebody who wants kids anyway, or
no
somebody wants to have
you,
kids
buddy.
With. Yeah, you're
no
welcome.
Chance. No chance.
You're welcome, Jorge.
He could still conceive children through artificial insemination if he wanted to. I mean, he didn't know if he wanted to get pregnant at that point. As for the vasectomy, because of his age and the size of the severed ducts, TGP 244 severed ducts. The chances of success were very slim. So there's no point in even trying, Jorge. Yeah. Just give it up, Jorge.
It's almost as slim as a sperm count at that point.
Well, the size of his severed ducts was big, but the size of his chances of getting pregnant was low.
It's true.
There's no points in even trying. Don't be so dramatic, Jorge. You weren't going to use those nuts anyway.
These nuts aren't doing anything. These nuts.
We're going to put you in charge of Dr. Des Nuts. It's very strange because if my chart says gallbladder everywhere, all they had to do was read it. Well, it's probably because it was in English. Didn't have to be a scientist to figure it out, Jorge told Argentinian news. El Doce.
Why did they blur out just his eyes, though?
So he can't see you.
You can't tell who they do this. Like, if you're his mom, you wouldn't be able to tell it's him. You can't see his eyes.
He looks just like my son, Jorge, but I can't see his eyes. They're all blurry.
Yeah, it must be someone else. My son still has sperm. So I've heard.
I can still taste it. It's got to still be there. I don't want to point the finger at anyone, but no one added that out. No one here is taking responsibility. They focus on saying, well, don't be so dramatic, Jorge. Just because through insemination, you can still have a child.
I still taste sperm.
Yeah. I'm going to give him
smells like sperm.
Free turkey baster and go home. Jorge's lawyer, Diego Larry, said his client is devastated.
This is Argentina, though. You think Jorge's lawyer just is like, listen, Give me some pesos. Right. Do they use pesos? Alexa, what currency did they use in Argentina? Not you.
Alexa, what is the currency they use in Argentina?
The other one. My Alexa was going to listen.
The currency used in Argentina is the Argentine peso, ARS.
Yeah, pesos. Oh. Yeah. So,
ARS.
Yeah, give me some pesos. You think the attorney was like, hey, give me some pesos.
The peso is the currency of Argentina since 1992, identified within Argentina by the symbol dollar preceding the amount in the same way as many countries using peso or dollar currencies.
Do you think Diego has a gallbladder?
Probably does.
He still has sperm, though.
I'll conceive with your wife if you want me to. The extra charge.
Yeah, it's charged.
Yeah.
He charges by the quarter hour for that, too, probably.
That's right. Although he's a father of two boys, he's apparently in a new relationship. He had plans to try for a child with his new partner in the future. They obviously would have liked to conceive naturally, but now they only have the option of artificial insemination. I am angry and helpless because what they did to me is irreversible because of my severed ducts. There's no changing it. I just can't understand this level of negligence. How can you make such a huge blunder? I should have kept my gallbladder. Man's lawyer told the reporters that the error stems from...
The story's not done yet.
No, it just continues.
Keep going, though.
Yeah, it continues through the worthlessness.
Persevere, Robert. Peso. Come on, Bob K. Do it.
Man's lawyer told reporters that the error stemmed from his client's rescheduled surgery.
You're not a quitter.
The vasectomies are usually performed on Wednesdays, and the staff of Florencio Diaz Provincial Hospital, including the doctors, just treated Jorge Basto as another vasectomy patient instead of just bothering to look at his chart.
Chart.
The drama. Yeah, chart. There's a picture, and then there's like one other line under it here. The drama is currently ongoing, but it looks like Jorge is looking to sue the doctors in the hospital for negligence.
I mean, if you go in to have your gallbladder removed and
you have any specials,
they do a vasectomy instead. I mean,
you should be bad.
I think you have a right to sue. Although I would have been like, cool, I wanted to get that done anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put me back in and get the gallbladder done? If they could do it all in one,
yeah,
I'd like to be able to go in and be like, hey, listen, why don't you just do whatever I'm here to do? But while you're at it, I don't know, maybe do some lipo over here, get rid of some of this. I don't know. Can you make it bigger? Might as well do that while I'm under.
I have
a laundry list of surgeries that I would like them to do if there's time.
Yeah.
If there's time, can you do this?
Yeah.
If there's time. And then he'd be like,
tuck in a little bit here.
Sir, I'm an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Like,
can't do that.
There's a plastic surgeon around here somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, so that was a good story, Robert. You did good.
It's exhausting. Now, Kelly was texting you during our show, and I feel like this one kind of falls in line with that.
Which one do I
pick? One.
There's so many options. There's this one. This one's funny.
Yeah.
And this is totally me, though.
Yeah.
Like, people will send me, like, they'll write me their life stories. And I'll just be like, thumbs up.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to our friends at Babylon Bee, as we often do at the end of the show. We move from one out there news source to the other. And we're going to talk about a man who thoughtfully responds to his wife's 9-paragraph text about a day with a thumbs up emoji. I like the tap backs. Boom, boom. Just thumbs up to the message. Huntington Beach, California. What observers believe to be a significant step forward in the area of marital interaction. A local man thoughtfully responded to his wife's 9-paragraph text about her day with a thumbs up emoji. Rob Taylor patiently and thoroughly read through his wife Melissa's encyclopedic tome. Re- recounting every detail of her day, and lovingly took a brief moment to reply with a heartfelt yellow thumbs up to let her know how supportive he was. I wanted to let her know how much I appreciate her text, Rob said. It's weird that it's Rob too. I pride myself on being an attentive husband and catering to my wife's needs in the most tender and sensitive way possible. The thumbs up should do it. Though his wife had spent over an hour compiling draft after draft of what would eventually become the final version of her text message, Rob deftly determined the yellow thumbs up emoji to be the perfect response. She'll be so relieved to hear back from me, she said. When your wife pours her heart out like that in such a vulnerable way, it's important to let her know your care. Rob expressed, fucking drop. I'm going to burn your house down next time.
Is that what you said before you thumbs up?
I will never thumbs up that drop. I usually only make that noise with pizza. Rob expressed confidence that thumbs up would be sufficient to serve as an effective reply to Melissa, telling him about how the wild the kids were during breakfast, the weird dream she had last night, her awkward phone call with her sister, her shock at how expensive mangoes were at the grocery store, and the ugly look the Starbucks barista gave her at the drive-thru. At publishing time, Rob said his wife had not yet responded to his thumbs up, though the telltale displayed in her text conversation was about 45 minutes. For the last 45 minutes was an indication that it would be coming soon. There it is. Not all heroes wear capes, Robert.
No.
Some give thumbs up emojis.
Too funny. Well, shit. Well,
you could, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes this is about being a good listener.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you want to let them know that you've listened to them.
Yeah.
By giving a quick thumbs up.
Yeah. You acknowledging receipt.
Yeah.
I've gotten that before. Robert, I don't need you to solve my problems. I just need you to listen. So thumbs up is the way to accomplish that.
Yeah. Exactly. It does it all.
Okay.
Does it all for you. It's very efficient.
Too funny.
Yeah.
There it is. Shit. That's 244. We made it again.
We did it.
Hopefully, no work trips and nothing else that prevent us from coming back to you next week. I know we both deserve this and we both enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, we'll look for you then.
I plan on staying local, so I think we're good.
Nothing good. Nothing planned.
Nothing at all.
All right, good.
I'm just gonna sit here and drink out of my whiskey grail.
Your burnt mug.
My burnt mug. Still have a little bit left.
that was
a big swig.
There was some leavings in the bottom of that.
That was spicy. I didn't cut that without anything. That was just straight up bourbon.
Why is it spicy?
All right, that was good. See you next week.
All right, bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.